You may remain seated. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. The words of Luke, we've already heard. Allow me to repeat them. Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. Dear friends in Jesus, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Can you imagine a messenger from heaven telling you those words? The first supernatural words that those shepherds heard that evening? We all, I think, have a list of things floating around in our mind that could hurt us or kill us, don't we? Traveling isn't safe. Looking for an inn in the evening isn't safe. Being a stranger in a little town isn't safe. Giving birth into a manger, that's not safe. Running around telling the good news to anyone who might hear, someone could argue that's not safe. There are a lot of unsafe things out here in the world. And the angel bids us, do not be afraid. One of the most interesting deaths ever recorded, I think it's very fitting for this time of year, was a man named Draco of Athens, the first lawyer to write things down in Athens. The people loved him. This was 640 BC. He died by people smothering him with all their gifts of clothes, coats, and hats. Think about that when you give the gift of clothes for Christmas. Dangerous to receive a gift like that. It can be fatal. We can maybe see how some people who study things that can hurt us might be able to add a few more things to their list. Medical professionals, scientists, construction workers, road workers out there, police officers, firemen could probably list a few more things that could hurt us. But let me just tell you, what is the most threatening thing about all of this hurt and death out there? Well, it's sin. Because without sin, there would not be a curse on us like death. It wouldn't exist. That came in with sin. And if we're getting accustomed to listing off all of the different things that can hurt us, well, I don't know if we'll ever be able to listen to what the angel said that first Christmas. Do not be afraid. You could actually translate it, stop being afraid. The shepherds had reason to be afraid. A holy light came down from heaven. It was the glory of the Lord shining around them. Without warning, there was this messenger from above, just one at first. So it made a lot of sense for the angel to say, do not be afraid. And with the shepherds, we might ask, why? Why not be afraid? Well, if you've received an email from me directly over the last couple of years, you probably noticed towards the bottom something I've wanted to preach for a while now. Three phrases from our text. Good news, great joy for all people. Let's look at each one individually. Good news. The angel said, I bring you good news. Actually, in the original language, in the source text, it's not adjective noun, but it's a verb. I good news you. I gospel you. I glad tidings you, is what the angel was saying. Okay, what was the good news? What were the glad tidings? What did the angel mean? And for that we look to verse 11. It's a birth announcement. It says, today in the town of David, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. That's the content of the good news. Oh, in the town of David? Is he royalty? Yes, he's a king. Oh, he's a tiny child? Yeah, it's humble beginnings. It's a birth announcement. A savior? What is that all about? Well, he's a deliverer. He's on a rescue mission, the most important rescue mission, to deliver people from their sins. Christ? The shepherds would have thought, well, they wouldn't have to think. They knew the Old Testament prophecies. Any Hebrew out there would know that this was the appointed one, the anointed one, the chosen one everyone was waiting for. The Lord? Yeah, this is God himself. Some overlooked prophecies. Zephaniah chapter 2, Malachi chapter 3, the Lord says, I myself am coming to my temple. I myself will dwell among them. This was the Lord. The next thing the angel says, I'll bring you good news of great joy, which is actually the direct object of the good news. So literally the angel was saying, I good news you, great joy. A direct result of the good news is great joy, the kind of joy that our children told us about and that we sang about with all of our Christmas carols. Great joy. Because guess what happens next? It wasn't just one angel anymore. It was a whole choir, a heavenly choir of the finest soldiers of heaven who couldn't contain their joy. I don't think we can imagine anything like it. Maybe if we think about a military choir, and not just the people who made the choir, who have the most beautiful voices. The angels' voices were beautiful, but these were very intimidating, deadly fighters, if God wants them to be. This was an intimidating group, a joyful group. Just to think of how heaven broke open with that shouting, with that singing, with that rejoicing, with all of that gladness, makes you want to shout and sing yourself. Makes you want to fill the rafters with great joy. Not just you. For all people, the angel said. For all people. It's not just certain special people. Not someone of this or that ethnicity, or class, or age, or gender. There's no levels of Christians or levels of sinners, of sins removed. Jesus didn't say, well, I'm going to take away these sins, but those over there, you know, you can have them. An unlimited atonement in this Christ. This was for all people. No one is to be left out. Anyone, by faith alone, is invited to the kingdom of heaven and is justified in the work of this Savior, Jesus Christ. He's God for us. Now he's God with us. True God, like any other flesh and blood, body and soul. Therefore, he was here to redeem those who have flesh and blood, not discounting anyone. Do you know what makes this gospel joy for all? What really is the crux of this whole thing? Is that God isn't expecting us to do anything. Everything about the angel's good news was God doing things for us. I think you look around and you see how people have decorated and beautified our church because we want to do things for God, and maybe come away with the impression that that's chiefly what Christmas is all about, is us giving to God, or even us giving to each other. Christmas is chiefly about getting God for nothing. That's what gives us great joy. That's what takes away our fears. As the angel said, do not be afraid. Stop being afraid. The deepest depths of our heart, what makes us afraid in the presence of holiness, is our sin. And because of what God does for us at Christmas, fulfilling all of these promises as Jesus started his walk towards salvation as a human being, we don't have to fear our sins anymore. Just think about your deepest, darkest, ugliest sin that's been bothering you. The hairiest, filthiest thing that you have on your conscience. Don't be afraid. It's gone. You have good news of great joy. Jesus is here to take it away completely, entirely, as far as the east is from the west. Bury it under the sea, never to be seen again. He was here to bear our blood guilt and walk our trespasses to the cross. Don't be afraid. And if you don't have to be afraid about your sin, what can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? Nothing. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Can trouble or hardship or famine or disease or trouble or nakedness or sword, can any of those things rob from us salvation? Can any of those things take out what Jesus has done for us? Can any of those things cross our names off the book of life? Nothing can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Don't be afraid. Trust this good news. The angel is good newsing you tonight with great joy for all people, even me. Yes, even me. In Jesus' name, amen.